a voice that keeps on calling me.
Use the force, Luke.
Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend.
I'm tapping it like crazy and nothing's happening. So weird.
Yeah, we can't hear it either.
It's probably a different kind of mic.
It's
a different kind of mic.
Got it.
It's a shitty kind of mic.
Yeah,
got it.
That's pretty much what it is.
Can you say thickening?
You sound like a robot.
I know. That's what I said.
Ruining my joke.
We should jump right into our ticket rant, I think. Maybe even before the poll. It's almost, is that sad enough news to come off the hobo? Did we just hear? Or are we going to do, you know what, maybe I'll just.
No, we're victorious now.
Are we victorious, Corey?
I don't know.
I almost feel like this should be like almost like thrash metal.
Yeah, like.
Just to represent the anger.
Punk intro. I'll work on that with you, James.
Thunderstruck 2 is going to get used in an intro. Don't worry, boys. All taken care of. Just like my bet with Corey. What can
I
do?
Love the hate. It's like I hate the love, but I love to hate your hate.
I don't.
You'll listen to it again, and I think it may make sense.
I think it'll make less sense the second time. You sound like Bilbo when he's like,
I don't know half of you half as well as I should like, and I like less than half of you half as well as you deserve.
Anyway, it's so good.
You know what's not so good, Kyle?
What's that?
The way that Cineplex Odeon handled tickets for the movie Rogue One in Quebec.
Seriously.
Come on, guys, let's start blasting. We're there. Let's do it.
We're recording a podcast. James put it better than I didn't get a chance to chime in, but when you guys started talking about it at the beginning of the show, I was like, oh my God, like this is happening like now. And then like I was getting so excited and it would be so fun to record it. And look what happened.
Yeah, you were like over the top excited.
Not at the beginning. Like at the beginning, I remember it was you. We just kind of moved on with the show, I believe anyhow. But
no, you were quite excited.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, we also planned it that way. We wanted to capture getting tickets on Tumbling Saber for no other reason other than posterity. It's not like we were doing something that nobody had ever done before, but we thought it would be a cool moment to capture it, if not for selfish reasons.
Yeah, it's something.
And then Cineplex just screwed us.
We've never done it before. Yeah, they screwed us.
You know what sucks harder than Cineplex? Nothing. Nothing sucks harder than Cineplex.
Well, for now until December 16th, 15th, we can trample on them all we want because they dropped the ball badly.
All right, Kyle,
I guess all
give us the 2-minute rundown. How did it go? You're online. Boom. Midnight hits. That's the drop date. Tickets go on sale. Advertising on. It's 12 and 10 seconds. It's midnight and 20 seconds. So what happens?
And we're podcasting. So I want to hear exactly.
So we're.
I want to hear what the bots or whoever have to say to you. Like I got to hear everything.
So So we're recording Tumbling Saber 52, and I just happened. I knew what we wanted to do this at midnight, and I wanted to jump on tickets immediately. I just glanced down at my clock, and it was exactly midnight. It was a total fluke. So then Corey freaks out, and you guys are saying, "Go, go, go!" So I go'd over to cineplex.com, and it's staring me right in the face. Big, beautiful Rogue One banner. Buy tickets. So I click it, and it takes me to the buy tickets page. But there's no listings. There's no option. I select the theater. I select I select the theater. I select the movie, but it didn't present me with any times. I'm like, oh, okay. And for the first minute or two, it's like, okay, this is annoying. Maybe they're just booting up the system. Maybe they're not quite ready. Or maybe their clock is slightly different than mine. It's understandable. But then 2 minutes turned into five, turned into 10, 20, and nothing doing.
I'm just going to say, I was checking while that was going on, Corey and I were doing an excellent job of treading water, keeping the show afloat. We were talking about everything under the sun.
I didn't know what was going on at that point, to be honest with you, James.
I know, I was so distracted. I was just saying words into the microphone, but I'm like, does he have tickets yet? Does he have tickets yet? Does he have tickets yet?
Well, some of that stuff is on the cutting room floor now.
I'm sure most of it is.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, so I decided to go check Twitter to see what Cineplex Twitter's account was saying, and it was an absolute gong show. I don't know who prepped these people. I don't know if it was like a 18-year-old intern.
It's my first day.
Since I'd never seen you before, maybe it is your first day. Very well, carry on.
Or if it was, I don't know. I have no clue who's running this thing. But people were chirping at them, angry, just as we were, saying, what's going on? Your tickets aren't working. And let's not forget, it's Sunday night. It's 12:30 in the morning and later. People, Star Wars fans are staying awake, presumably before work or school, burning into their sleep, and this ticket system has failed. And so the Cineplex Twitter account would chirp back at them, something stupid.
The worst!
Like, stormtroopers have invaded our system. So lame. Like, be patient, young Padawan.
Your lack of faith is disturbing.
Oh, it was awful. But depending on what question you ask them, they would give you two different replies. So some people were saying, where can I get Rogue One tickets? And they would answer to the person, oh, they're available now at Cineplex.com.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
And I'm like, what are you doing? No, they're not available. Stop it. So I was retweeting them and with adding a quote to it saying, you know, stop lying. I was so frustrated with these people. And then like 10 seconds later, somebody might ask, your ticket system's not working. And they would tell that person to be patient. Just blanket announcement saying, what they should have done is just given a blanket announcement saying, guys, the system is obviously not working at this moment. We'll tweet you. We'll update our Facebook page when it's working properly.
You think
properly.
It got, just because
but they didn't
it got
that.
Flooded by so many requests at the same time, kind of like how hackers kind of deal with things in a way.
I suppose it's possible, but they should expect that.
Of course they should have. This is Star Wars. They're a bunch of...
Well, also, they crashed in the States. Fandango crashed because of demand, which... If there's anything for Lucasfilm or Disney to take out of this, I think if they had a measurement metric in mind, I think they must have a good feeling about this because... Last year, Rogue One tickets went on sale on Thanksgiving weekend, but I think it was after the trailer showed on Thursday Night Football. And Fandango crashed in primetime. This was totally different. This is Fandango crashing in the wee hours. They tried to kind of bury this, but it's still
almost
crashed.
Like a skewed poll or something.
I don't know if that really fits.
Nice try to wedge that in.
That's not the same at all. That's not the
to
same.
To wedge
at all.
That in. No. Wedge.
Wedge.
So anyway, it was getting close to 2 a.m. and I have to get up at 5:30. So I've burnt the midnight oil as much as more than I wanted to.
I missed my alarm as well, and Kyle. What a pain in the neck that late night was for no reason. Cineplex.
Yeah. So I bowed out. And I kind of knew that I'd still get tickets the next day. I wasn't terribly worried, but at the same time, I don't want to take a chance.
I was actually quite worried, man.
I got up.
I was like, I still...
Nah, there's nothing to worry about. There's never anything to worry about.
Really. No. Anyway, let's preface this, actually. James, you can attest for this. This morning, I wake up, Kyle's like, hey, boys,
oh, yeah.
We got tickets for Saturday evening. And I'm like, Saturday? What's going on? Like, am I in an alternate universe? What happened? Please don't tell me that's true.
Corey was in a panic. And I didn't even realize. I saw the text and just assumed I didn't. Well, first of all, I got 3 hours sleep, missed my alarm. woke up 3 minutes before I had to leave for work. So I was like in a super rush. So when I saw the text, I just went, okay, we got tickets. I didn't even look at when or where. So yes, he accidentally put out Saturday instead of Thursday, and Corey shat himself.
Pretty much. I was literally, I was at work. And I was like, what is going on? Kyle wasn't answering. I start texting James on the side. Like, I'm like, what's going on? Saturday? We're going Saturday? Saturday?
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man.
Is this practice? Am I talking about practice?
Panic.
I should have let the panics just stay. I should have been like, yeah, dude, man. I went off, got a couple hours sleep, and we missed out on Thursday tickets. Yeah, sorry, dude.
I tried to play it cool, and I thought you and James were honestly busting my balls at first.
Wait a minute. That was you playing it cool?
Well, I didn't try and let on that I knew that you guys knew that I knew.
Oof, Corey, we gotta play. We gotta play poker together, man. We gotta play poker together. Wait, what? This reminds me of. I gotta side this real quick. I'll take 30 seconds or less. I went to a New Kids on the Block concert when I was 15 years old with my best friend Jason Eckstein. Shout out Jason Eckstein. And right before they came on stage, the lights went out, and it was like me and my buddy Jason Eckstein and like 26,000 teenage girls. And everybody goes dead quiet. And Jason stands up and goes, this doesn't look like a hockey game. It was quite.
And then you guys left,
right?
It was
quite funny. Yeah, no, we enjoyed the show.
Huh.
Just saying. They were pretty epic. I don't care. I loved them. Jordan.
Yeah, I said it.
Awesome.
Donnie Wahlberg made him a name for himself.
Yeah, and Marky Mark is like a good actor now.
He's a good actor.
Well, no.
Donnie Wahlberg is a good actor, too.
Entourage, Kyle. Again, Entourage is another show.
And apparently they make a good burger.
Yeah. Entourage is loosely.
Well, don't talk. Okay, I'm banning Entourage from the show from now on.
That's what I'm going to.
Don't worry. I'll wipe it out.
I don't even want to hear it. Back on topic. Let's. What are we going to talk about? We never even entered this. We're like 20 minutes in.
You're listening to Sith Disturbers. More jammed transmissions from the Farce users at the Tumbling Saber Podcast. Proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Network.
This is Sith Disturbers. Thanks for listening in. If you stuck around this long, thank you. And,
it's Sith Disturbers 6.
I think we're going to get the show actually.
Corey is going to keep the number. Kyle wants to cut the number, and Corey wants to keep the number.
Pretty good one.
Kyle, is it time to talk about Corey's poll?
Unfortunately.
Fortunately, this was a great poll. It's a huge poll. The Commonwealth has the best polls.
The question was not who makes the most sense, but who the fanboy girl in you most want to see make a cameo in hashtag Rogue One. You hashtag Rogue One twice in your tweet.
Okay. That's all right. Still got 202 votes.
And anyway.
It was a race, this one. Like a lot of.
A racist?
No, it was a race. So here it is. We had Wedge Antilles. Any member of the Ghost Crew, Leia Organa, R2 and 3PO as a package. Let's go over the results here. All right, so in last place was Wedge, but he came in at 19%, which is pretty surprising.
That's respectable for sure. For
and
up
I, knew,
I was given I had a the feeling. Weight of the people in that poll. I'm shocked by how well he did. Like, come on, Leia, massive main character. R2 and 3PO? I mean, you're talking about, like, sounds more iconic than a TIE fighter.
or not. Or maybe not more
that's
iconic.
The thing, that's
and the Ghost Crew? I'm surprised by how well Wedge did.
That's the thing I didn't want people to get confused with either. Like, you know, it's not who makes the most sense. It's who do you want to really see in this? So Leia came in at 23%. The Ghost crew, any one of them, including the Ghost, 28%. R2 and 3PO package, 30%. So that's like a 4-vote difference between 202 votes. And yeah, it's super tight. Like, really, but surprising that, you know, I don't know, just it was a race the whole way. Like, Wedge was on pretty high up there in the rankings. He was above Leia for like till the halfway point almost.
Wedge was on top of Leia? Oh my God.
Scandal!
Scandalous.
Scandalous in the Alderaanian royal house. Yeah, no, that's a very close race.
No, you know what that tells me, Corey, and this is a little shout out to you, because I like to bust on you a lot for like things like bets and misusing words like literally, but you definitely nailed the contestants for that poll. This is about as close as you could have possibly hoped.
I appreciate that, man. I know you guys love busting balls.
Well, the real question is, you know, who is Corey going to accuse of not understanding the question?
No, it depends. No, of course not.
Like, who misinterpreted what you said?
I think the question is just posed properly, and it was a 4-way race. We have four ponies there.
Speaking of posing things properly, so Corey, you got a poll running right now. Let's put some money on it.
Skin in the game.
I'm down, yo. I'm down. I think we've kind of discussed it, you and I, James. Like, we want to keep on that hashtag Rogue One thing. We want to gear up for Rogue One. I'm pumped about it.
Yeah, we've been trying to come up with questions that were Rogue One related and interesting. And I think this one's probably right on time. I think people are going to be talking about gross, and they already are. So let's make people put some money where their mouth is.
Yeah. So it's going to be something along the lines of, what do you think it's going to gross opening weekend? And I think we talked about it prior, but opening projections were 130 million. And I'm kind of in line with that, I guess. We'll put 4 brackets out there and comment for other, whatever it is. But I'm kind of interested what people are thinking right now.
It's funny because, for some perspective, Fantastic Beasts opened to 75 million, which was a disappointment to their forecast. But I was sort of, when I heard 130, I'm like, that sounds aggressive. But based on our ticket buying experience, that sounds like it's going to be a pretty hard a hard ticket to get and a pretty high number. So yeah, I think the brackets will run somewhere between 100 and 140, something like that. If you think it's going to make less than 100, it's going to bomb. Is that right, Kyle?
If it made less than 100 in its opening weekend, yeah, you would see a lot of clickbaity panic articles.
And yeah, if it makes more than 140, it's a smash?
If it made more than 140, I think you would see a lot of holy crap type reaction.
So we'll set up the brackets accordingly.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. But, I hope the best for it. Like, I don't want to hear any of this clickbaity crap. Like, Disney's already recouped its profit, like, or its investment, sorry.
I like it.
Yeah, we live in a what have you done for me lately world. So
this movie's gonna be amazing.
If there's clickbait to be had, there will be clickbait. That's you can death taxes and clickbait. That's for sure.
Hey, it helps us sell T-shirts, right?
the hot ticket of Tumbling Saber clickbait, Ray-Ban Sunglasses the Hut T-shirts. They're hot. They're moving. Get in there.
Check them out.
Hey, well, there's also bound to be some Boxing Day sales at TeePublic at one of these days. We just finished up with the Black Friday Cyber Monday sales, but there's bound to be some more. Sorry, I didn't want to sidetrack the Twitter poll discussion. I'm gonna have one this week as well, though.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? I think
that sounds a good idea.
It's going to be very, very, very simple.
What are you going with?
So there's two episodes. I haven't phrased it yet, and it's only going to probably come out, I would say, late Thursday, maybe even Friday. I don't know. We'll see. It's basically yes or no. Will the remaining two episodes of Rebels before Rogue One...
I'm taking off my headphones.
Will those two...
I don't know if you can hear me.
Well, either...
No, I know you can hear me. I can't hear you, so continue.
Well, he's going to edit this, so he's going to hear it anyway. So, it's will the either episode of Rebels before Rogue One, will either of them reference Rogue One?
I would like that, you know.
Or hint
you
at.
Know, hint at maybe see an X-Wing or something. An X-Wing, a B-Wing. Not a B-Wing, sorry, the U-Wing. Even in the minute, that's in the barest sense of the word, kind of. But yeah, I would definitely like to see some kind of shout out.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. It doesn't look like we're going to get it next week. In the Inside Man.
Am I safe?
Yeah, you were never in danger.
All right, well, I wasn't sure. It sounded like it was going in a negative direction.
Nope.
All right.
Nope, it's a simple yes or no question. Nope. You're gonna. I was like, yeah, James is going to edit this anyway, so he's going to hear it.
Oh, in that crap. Regard, okay. Can you guys give me 2 minutes?
No.
Please?
Okay.
All right, give me 2 minutes, sorry.
Go for it. It actually gives us a really nice opportunity to make fun of Corey and how he's going to lose that bet. And for all the listeners who don't know, Corey's been cheating and got the book in advance as a gift. But despite that, I still think he's probably going to sabotage himself.
I mean, in essence, he can do whatever he wants. He can say, yeah, I finished it. And
no, he won't do that.
You won't really question him.
I would never question him, but he wouldn't do that.
I should pop quiz him, right?
Nah, he said he was making notes even. Not unnecessary. His word is good to me. If he says he finished it, I'm going to believe he finished it.
Oh, fair enough.
And while on polls, just quickly, I think we should be using ads stuff occasionally. And we'll ask him officially. Well, I guess I can do it now. Ads. I think we should be talking about your poll results occasionally on Sith Disturbers, because you've been running killer polls lately. The vehicle poll was very entertaining.
Well, yeah, we'll send royalty checks once we start getting paid for our efforts here.
Speak for yourself.
All right, so I guess maybe we can do some Would You Rathers.
I like it.
Okay, so in this particular Would You Rather, you are in charge of storing or parking, whichever option you choose. So, would you choose as your personal vehicle any Star Wars craft of your choice, keeping in mind you need to store it, park it, wherever you have to, legally, and you don't have to, and the other parameter is you don't have to worry about repairs, fuel, you're good to go. So a Star Wars craft of your choice or the Iron Man suit?
Oh.
Dude, let me tackle this because I feel as if this question is set up in a way where there's so many loopholes involved that I'm it's a trap.
take it, Joffrey.
Yeah, well, you know, if I could take the Falcon off world and jump through hyperspace and whatever, then yeah, I'd probably take it because I'd be rich. I have a ship that can travel through hyperspace. Like, people are gonna pay me money, and I wouldn't have a problem parking it. But I see the loot, like I see the trap here in the parking sensor where you gotta park the Falcon. You can't park the Falcon. I could put my Iron Man suit in a briefcase. Blah blah blah. But at the same time, put it this way: if I have to stay on Earth with the Falcon, I'm not doing it. And I'll just fly around in my Iron Man suit. But if I could take that Falcon and explore the stars, I'm taking it.
Where are you going to go?
Dude. What kind of question is that? I'm going everywhere.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seems like you have a pretty specific map to the galaxy that the rest of us don't. I was just wondering where you thought you would take your bad self.
I would take baby steps, just bit by bit.
But you also know, if you know, sometimes when you fly off world, you know, depending on where you go, you know, and a few hours for you might be a few years for us. You might come back from a road trip and find out that you have a 30-year-old son.
Even if you had that thing in your,
you know, if you're going to make that assumption that you can just jump around
the
galaxy, flying around hyperspace, you got to keep that in mind. Planet Earth doesn't work at the speed of plot.
Either way, the benefits to humanity are too much, too great.
Benefits to humanity are too great?
I think Corey thinks he's going to find the next planet Earth.
One of the options is a superhero suit. Like, benefits to humanity are pretty high.
Yeah, you're thinking about the now or the later?
I'm not really sure, but just seems like both benefit humanity. And one, you're talking about getting rich by jumping to other systems. The other one, well, we didn't talk about. But I want to answer, because I definitely take the Iron Man suit, not just to be contrary to Corey, but that's become a theme of mine. But just mostly because, and this is relatable for definitely both of you and most people listening, flying like Superman is a bucket list super goal. And that's, you know, much closer of a sensation and feeling than you would get from any type of spacecraft, airplane, etc.
I got a quick tangent here for a second, James. I've always wanted to ask you, like, I'd heard you say something about this a while ago. Have you ever skydived?
Yes.
Cool. I think that's as close as we're going to get. I've done it. And
It's falling. It's awesome, but it's not flying.
So once you reach terminal velocity, it's pretty interesting. It's like,
no, it is. It's awesome.
It's pretty interesting.
But you can't go up.
No, you're right. But I think that's as close as we'll get to get like this. But
No. Dude, wingsuits are much closer than what I did. Yeah, and I think hang gliding, it would be even closer than that, even parasailing. I want the up and left and right. We had mostly just the down with the skydiving.
You were subject to gravity, damn you.
I was mostly just heading in a really one direction very quickly, which was amazing. I know what you mean. Because the thing that, if you haven't done it, that's really cool about skydiving is your eyes don't have 10,000 feet of depth perception. So even though the wind and sensation tells your body you're falling, you look at the ground and it's stagnant. Yeah. So it feels like, I know what you mean when you say it feels like flying. But I want the left. I want the bank turn. I want that sensation that comes from hang gliding or wingsuiting, I think more than the plummeting to earth.
I agree with you. The Iron Man suit's super cool. Super cool. I'd love to. If I had to be, if like I said, if I was bound to Earth, Iron Man suit all the way.
Yeah,
you're bound to Earth. The question was bound to Earth. But you don't have to default to the Falcon. You could have chosen yourself a land speeder or an AT-AT or anything in between. A speeder bike.
I'm thinking in general hyperspace, basically. Light speed. That was my...
Why? So you can get from New York to New York in the time it takes you to say...
That's the thing. Like, if there's a difference between going into space and with the on world, I'm taking the Iron Man suit. Like, pretty dope, man. Like, you can get there, like you said, in the exact same time.
I think if you went into hyperspace from any point on planet Earth to any other point on the planet, and you went there at light speed, you would overshoot by about 300,000 exactly. miles.
People don't do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm taking Iron Man suit as well. Nobody would ever mess with you again. Even if they tried to, they couldn't.
Oh, no, you become boss instantly wherever you work. You're the boss.
No matter where you go, you go to a bar dressed as Iron Man in an actual Iron Man suit. So the bouncer doesn't want you in. Guess what? You're going in.
But does the question, because yeah, they're kind of like one and the same. Does your Iron Man suit have a Jarvis?
Of course, it's the Iron Man suit. Or it's not Jarvis anymore in Civil War, but I don't remember the name. But yes, it has that onboard computer. Anyway, this has gone on way too long. Corey, what's your would you rather?
What do we got here? It was... Okay, it's kind of inspired by you, Kyle. You've mentioned this... Yeah, you've said this several times now. Not even only in this episode, but last week you had said something. Okay, would you rather... Because you basically said, you know, there's nothing but time for Star Wars. Like, with all the books we have to read and whatever. And I was kind of thinking about that the other night, and I said, yeah, like, I'm pretty backpiled in reading as well, but at some point I'm going to have to delve into something else just to clear my mind. And I think that's only healthy, and I think you should do the same thing. And in the long run, would you rather James and I choose a series, like one season of a television series for you to watch, and then you can decide thenceforth if you want to continue with it, or for us to choose a book for you to read?
Well, when it comes to my reading habits, so when it comes to fiction, I read almost exclusively Star Wars. I don't read a lot of other fiction when it comes to books, except for comics. But I don't put that in the same group. When I do read, it's mostly nonfiction, history or sociology, economics, history, stuff like that.
That's what this thing was about. It's kind of like expanding your mind. Like James and I have an idea. Say, hey, Kyle, you know, this is kind of outside your comfort zone, but we really have we really believe you might like it.
Well, like I said, I've also got a healthy backlog of nonfiction books that I need to get to once, if ever, the Star Wars freight train slows down. So I would probably ask you to throw a TV series my way, because the ones I watch currently, S.H.I.E.L.D., Gotham, Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, all these shows, I'm kind of getting sick of them to a certain degree on every occasion. So I would probably say give me something interesting on TV to watch.
You, as my brother, I've told you this probably in my life at least, literally, I'm like actually being literal right now, James, at least 20 times.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this number. Oh, damn, 20. That's an actual reasonable number.
Yeah. Well, 20 times I've told you, you have to see Firefly. Like, you just got to do it, man. Westworld too, but I think you should do that more for you. Just catch up on that this time. But Firefly, it's one season. It's 14 episodes and a movie. Short and sweet. I wish there were more, but there aren't. And that's all you're going to get. So just, like, touch base on that, man. Like,
I feel like I've seen the movie, and that's enough.
No, no. The movie doesn't, the series, no justice. It does, but it's a shoddy way to have to try and wrap everything, the whole series, up in one shot, kind of. Like, the series is, it's well worth it. There's a lot of great character development. The preacher on the show, I can't remember his actual name, but he actually passed away this week.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on the social medias. But here, I'm going to write it down. Firefly, watch that.
And Westworld. Oh. Wow. I hope the Twitter... Anyone listening, I hope someone blasts Kyle for this. That's blasphemy, honestly. Han and Maul and Mal Incorporated.
I don't want... Don't give me the knockoff. Give me the real thing. I'll go watch Han.
Joss Whedon. It's Joss Whedon, bro. You know it's good.
It's Joss Whedon.
Like, Fox gave this guy carte blanche, and he literally said, the adventures of Han Solo in his own head, kind of.
You said that as if I owe Joss Whedon something.
You owe it to yourself.
Okay, moving along. James, what are you taking?
I don't know. That's for me, I think, and there's probably a ton of good TV out there that I should be catching up on, but I think it's easier for me to make time to read. I just, there's no time for me to watch TV. I almost never watch TV in front of the kids. So, unless it's sports. So, I don't mind if they catch me reading a book. So, if someone's going to recommend something to do on top of everything else I got going on, I'm going to take a book. Hardcover, please.
So that you know we care.
So that I know you, it costs you a lot of money. No, I don't know. I just. And you can read at your own pace. You're at the speed of commercial play when you watch, I guess movies are different, but if someone's going to recommend a TV series, I'm watching something laid out in 20-minute increments, and that pacing bothers me sometimes too.
Yeah, no, I guess it's not really a simple choice for me. I like to read, and I love a good TV series. I love to binge things that I find terribly addictive.
That's fair. But I've been having a hard time getting through Rebels, and not because I'm not loving it. I really am, but I can't find the time.
Yeah, it's the one thing they're not making any more of, right?
Nope.
Time and extra land.
Nope and nope.
Good ones, guys.
Well done, boys.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a question here from Stubaka, loyal supporter of the show. Very simple. What is our favorite variation of Stormtrooper or Imperial Trooper? Corey, you want to kick it off?
That's a good question. Right off the cuff like that, I'm going to have to go with the original Stormtrooper. Like Finn's helmet. Yeah, like the original guys from The New Hope. Like, I don't know, just the new guys, like Finn's guys, like they just seem too 21st century in a way. Like, they're all smooth and, like, I get at times change, but the old ones, they're really, yeah, it's a classic. It's my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I could have easily gone there as well. It's funny, I'm having a crazy deja vu right now. But I feel like we could all answer the same thing, and the originals, the classic is never a bad answer. But since you took it, and I feel like I know where Kyle's gonna go, I'll go with the Death Trooper. I'll go with the sort of like
without the modern, even having super, seen him yet.
Super cool, ah, dude. Are you not more excited? Is there something in that movie you're more excited to see? That's right up there, no?
Yeah, I want to see the Death Star in action. I want to see I want to see so much.
Yeah, but you've seen the Death Star. You know exactly what the Death Star looks like.
And you know exactly what it's going
to
do.
Yeah, but still, I'm still more excited to see that.
A beam of light will emerge from it. That's all.
Oh, and you've even seen that. You saw that in the trailer. No, I'm not saying that's not going to be amazing. It is, but I think the Death Trooper. I'm just going to take it because you took classic, and I think. Snow Trooper's about to go.
Yeah.
What?
The Cobra Commander Trooper.
Nice.
No, you got me. You nailed me. But James, yeah, of all the troopers that Rogue One is, it looks like it's going to throw at us. Death Troopers, the Shore Trooper, the hover tank Trooper. These guys look like they're going to be the baddest ass batch of troopers that we've maybe ever seen.
I remember you saying this.
I like, can't wait to see
months and months ago when we had first found out about them, Kyle. Like, you were kind of like, who are these guys? Why have we never heard of them before? Like, and we were kind of talking about maybe it's like Krennic's like a special squad or something, you know?
Yeah. And maybe Catalyst hints at that, right?
I'll find out shortly.
I hope you do.
There, man.
It'll be interesting.
I hope you don't.
No, you guys nailed me. Snowtrooper all the way. From the moment I saw them in Empire way back when, I was just like, oh, those are the coolest stormtroopers I've ever seen. And whether it's the ones from Revenge of the Sith or all the way through to The Force Awakens, they're just so cool. You can give me any one of those snowtrooper suits, and I'm down. I'm in.
Yeah, that's an awesome answer. Can't fault that at all. And Stubaka's.
And I'm like I'm Canadian.
Eh?
If I can hack it in the snow.
Yes, yeah, Stubaka's an awesome dude with an awesome question. So a quick shout out to him again. All over Twitter too, and really involved. So we need more listeners like Stubaka with really cool names.
Yeah, and he's very effusive with his praise of the show. I can't overstate how much we appreciate his support and his continued words of support. It really does mean a lot.
No, he's always there for a retweet and you know, answers the poll questions, and we love our Stubakas, man. More Stubakas, please.
please more Stubakas. Oh, please. All right, where are we at here? Jeez, we are. Wow, we're over an hour. We're closing in on an hour anyway.
We're deep. Don't worry, it's only going to be like 18 minutes after cut.
That is a heck of a diet. All right, so should we you want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so our other buddy on Twitter, Dave Donovan, asks us, who would we choose to direct a standalone movie?
I love this question.
James, why don't you kick this one off, James? I think you could run with this one pretty easily.
Well, yeah, you know, Dave and I chat a little bit on Twitter, too, and just like the Stubaka, Dave is a great Twitter presence and listener to have around because he's got great questions like this one.
He's got great perspectives on a lot of things. We hear him a lot on Talk Star Wars as well, and he's always got really great questions.
Yeah, he delves deep a lot of the time. This one's fun because, you know, everybody's got an answer that suits them. Dave and I sort of both agreed that Guillermo del Toro would be really, really interesting to see with a one-off. We've sort of agreed that maybe the saga wasn't what to give him, but to see what he might do with some of the Outer Rim planets, or you know, some of the new cool unexplored worlds, some of the characters and alien races we haven't seen yet. I think Del Toro's really got an eye and an imagination for cool stuff, and he really dives into whatever he's doing. So if it was, you know, space sci-fi, I think he'd be the man of space sci-fi for the year it took him to film it. I really like his stuff. What do you guys think,
Corey? What do you think?
I think a couple come out of the hopper. I think, you know, Spielberg comes to mind, but that's not my choice. I think Ron Howard would be a great choice.
That is a good one.
Feeling, you know, you could deal with epics, drama, like, you know, just that big scale project. And another guy that just actually literally just popped in my mind right now for, I guess it would be more of a fun Star Wars movie, would be Jon Favreau.
Yeah. Jon Favreau, he's on my short list too. Funny, I thought, Corey, you would have went with like Woody Allen or something.
Really? Yeah, we don't need that in Star Wars.
No, not really. How about Oliver Stone in Star Wars?
Maybe for a bounty hunter movie.
Yeah, I was going to say exactly the same thing.
It's a 3-hour weirdo epic about stormtroopers.
How about this? Scorsese does the Hutts.
What about Kevin Smith?
Like, I wonder if Kevin Smith would say yes to it. I guess ultimately he would.
Of course he would. I know what you mean when you say that. The reverence he probably has, but of course he couldn't say no. I think he would think it was offensive to say no. If offered to him, he'd probably like feel way too much pressure to say yes, but impossible to say no.
Yeah, he, you know, probably puke his guts out for a while. Yeah. Out of fear and intimidation, nerves, all that stuff. Who else? Sam Raimi? Could he do it?
Mm.
He's made some good movies.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
James, Peter Jackson.
No.
You're still angry with him?
We're in a fight.
Yay.
He's not forgiven.
Okay, here's another one. George Lucas. Does he do a standalone?
Yes.
That would be pretty cool.
You would let George in to do another standalone?
Yes.
Dude, Disney should look into that. That would sell, man.
Brian De Palma.
Scarface style?
I'm trying to think of any... Yeah.
What about...
I feel like De Palma's had his day.
Cameron.
Do you know who Julie Taymor is? Cameron, no. I don't want to see Cameron get his hands on it. Julie Taymor, do you know who she is?
I do not.
She did Across the Universe, which was a musical. The Beatles...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She's got a really good eye for visuals. I'd be interested to see her do a one-off. Probably a female lead story. Like the Leia story, or... I don't know. She could have done Rogue One, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. It's true. This is such a male-dominated thing. I just don't know. Okay, fine. Catherine Bigelow. There's a yes for me right off the hop.
There you go.
And that... What would she do? What would Catherine Bigelow do? That would have to be like a high-octane movie. I just think about what she did with Point Break, and I figured if she's going to do a movie, it's got to be the Point Break of Star Wars.
Here's one for you. What about Seth MacFarlane?
No.
Well, what if he took
Disney
it seriously?
Shut him down.
What if he took it seriously?
Asked if they could, I don't think he can. Can he? I don't. Is he capable of taking things seriously?
I guess since we don't have any previous work to compare to,
yeah, there's no frame of reference, right? How does Seth MacFarlane do serious?
Yeah.
What about Josh Whedon?
Well,
can't hurt, I guess.
Yeah, that long pause probably answers that question.
It's like when you ask somebody if somebody's a Hall of Famer. If you have to think about it, it's no.
But the Spielberg thing, no one said anything really about that.
I only feel like you have to say yes just because it's Spielberg, and what would he do? How would he honor his pal Lucas in a standalone?
Okay, so what if we get a little crazy and say things like Tarantino or like guys who are a little bit less sci-fi?
The Coen brothers?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know what? I actually heard an interesting rumor that, Tarantino, I think he's actually admitted to this. He's only doing 10 films. He's already at 8, so we got 2 left. And I heard a rumor that he's been thinking about doing a sci-fi because he hasn't done that genre as of yet.
I like Quentin Tarantino, but the fact that you tell me he's decided he's only doing 10 movies, I find weird and bothersome.
I feel like he's got an axe to grind against Star Wars because of what happened last... Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, The Hateful Eight... Something happened there between that movie and The Force Awakens at cinemas where it got bumped or squeezed out on number of screens it was on because The Force Awakens was just rampaging through the box office charts. Something happened there. So I don't know if he'd do Star Wars. What about Ridley Scott?
Good one.
Yeah. What about Kubrick? I mean, what about Kubrick? Probably... if you could just choose from any, if we're just talking directors in general, would you let Kubrick have one?
Bah. Maybe.
Bach?
Oh, I love Kubrick. Trust me. Kyle knows.
I'm not a big Kubrick guy.
I think it'd be interesting to see for sure.
I couldn't get through A Clockwork Orange. I had to turn it off. Huh. I thought it was just too nonsensical.
Fair enough.
Come at me, bro. I know that's probably going to piss off somebody out there. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you besmirch him? I just did.
Deal with it.
I just did. Deal with it.
I love me some Kubrick.
Yeah.
All right, did we beat up that question enough?
I think so. I think we've beaten this whole thing up enough.
We've disturbed the Sith.
Yeah, I think we've shaken the beehive enough. Okay, everybody, thanks so much for listening. If you can, hit us up on iTunes, leave us a review. That would be very kind of you. And until then, I guess we'll catch you on Twitter. I am at Tumbling Saber. James, you're at?
Tommy Bombadil 1.
Mr. Corey?
Yeah, at Chop Rules with a Z.
You know, you should mix it up. It should be sometimes you should throw it out there. It's Chop Rules with a Z.
You should do that for me then. Whenever you say it.
Can you stop kicking things down the road? Just own something.
I own the Z. It's all about the Z.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Thanks, everybody. And we will catch you guys next week with episode 53 of the Tumbling Saber podcast. Until then, be sure to check out the Star Wars Commonwealth, starwarscommonwealth.com, and look us up as a provider, a podcast provider on iTunes. You'll see Talk Star Wars. You'll see Gen X-Wing, the Rogue Squadron podcast, and the Skyhoppers. And, of course, you'll see us. And we'll love you for it. But until next week, have yourselves a good weekend, and we'll talk soon. Say bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
It's only polite to say goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Sith Disturbers podcast, brought to you by the Warped Minds at the Tumbling Saber, proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first step into a larger world.